jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Oh, yes, here we are with a bang yet again. Manx Radio, 9 o'clock Saturday evening. It is Jumping In with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this sparkling edition of Jumping In, which, as you say, H, I'm sure will be a banger, a rocket to the top of your podcast list. Oh, yes, unbelievably, it's November in a year when we don't seem to have gone anywhere. And talking of not going anywhere, the US election has been happening all over the news this week. So, H, I've been biding my time before asking what were your top trumps in your undisputed choices this week.
Truly appalling. yes, we have some tenacity. The latest, of course, from Django Bates. We're heading to the moon, Mondenkind, with Michael Volny, the wonderful German pianist. And we have a request, quite abstract.
And from me, well, we have a comedia, but no errors, a bit of a bop, a curiously coloured escapade, and to kick off, a spectacular jumble. Here's the Gotham Jazz Orchestra.
Thank you.
What a great album this is. I featured the pianist Mike Holober and his quartet on the show a couple of months back, and I've been waiting to bring you this. From the double album Hiding Out, which is the Gotham Jazz Orchestra's third release, that was Jumble. Mike finds his orchestra favourably compared to Maria Schneider's orchestra, not least because of his background as a classical pianist, conductor and orchestrator, but also because both bands share a number of members. The lead trumpet of Tony Cadillac, for example, and the saxes of Charles Pillow and Tim Rees, the Rolling Stones sax man to name but a few. This track is the only standalone one, except for two suites, which make up pretty much the rest of the double album release, along with one Antonio Collis Jobim track. And it's been nominated for the Best Large Jazz Ensemble at Grammy 2020. Hiding Out, definitely worth a listen.
Going back a few years now for a request. A request, Grandpa. Yes, a request. We occasionally get them, even on Jumping In from time to time. This isn't from
two in a month, that is.
Our Luxembourg correspondent. This is from, I think, a Berlin correspondent who goes under the name of Mr. Yuski Neil. Happy mix there. And he's been happily listening to some of the podcasts. Really enjoyed the Gary Peacock the other week and some of the other ones, and has been listening, I don't know whether during lockdown or not, but has been listening of late to a little bit of Joe Harriott. Yeah, that's going back a bit, isn't it? Fantastic. The wonderful Joe Harriott, he of Indo Jazz Fusions, amongst other things. A wonderful player, not probably appreciated fully in his time and died in virtually penniless, I think. But a wonderful player. A nice guy as well, from all accounts, although sadly we never had a chance to meet him. And he said, any chance he could play something? I've been really enjoying his album, Abstract, with the great Phil Seaman on drums, recorded in the year of my birth, 1962. Have a listen to this track, as nominated by Mr. Yuski Neil, Tonal. Ska, the great Phil Seaman on the drums on that one. Joe Harriet from his album Abstract 1962. Joe on alto, of course, and lead of the band. Shade Kane on trumpet. Yeah, he was a fine player as well. Pat Smythe at the piano. Coleridge Good on the bass. And like I said, Phil Seaman on drums. Bobby Orr also on drums in that one from his classic album Abstract. The Joe Harriet Quintet, recorded in London in May. And in fact, that one was recorded in November. November the 22nd. So almost exactly, how many years ago is that? 1962, 58 years. Mm. Almost exactly 58 years ago. Not quite to the day, but within a week or so. Not bad, eh?
Phil Seaman, of course, a noted party animal who famously got kicked out of...
he was.
...of playing for West Side Story at the Albert Hall, having been out partying and fell asleep in the week of the show opening, I think. And
is that the one where he banged a gong?
He woke up and he banged a gong very loudly in the middle of what was the dream sequence because he'd fallen off asleep. And then whenever he looked at him, he stood up and he said, Dinner is served. And was asked to leave the party. Now, we've long been supporters of the terrific stream of talent and jazz CDs from Poland, largely to the thanks of stevesjazzsounds.co.uk, and I recommend you pop into his site, worth a visit that. But however, this one, I found myself. A long-established and respected name as a top bass player in Poland, Wojciech Mazalewski and his quintet celebrate and explore the music of fellow countryman Krzysztof Komeda. And their latest release, When Angels Fall, here's the title track. Thank you.
I'm Julia Hultzmann. You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and H.
How about that? Very nice too. Michael Volney from his latest album on ACT. Thanks to our friends at ACT for that one. A Modern Kind, it's called with a very striking cover, actually. A nice picture of the moon in dark red, a whole moon in that sort of lovely dark vermilion, or that's a really dark orangey red against a blue background. Very nice, striking and simple on the front. I believe designed by Siggy Locke, that, in fact, the owner of the ACT label and the man who started the whole thing off. Michael Volney, of course, the Wunderkind, was one of the young German jazz artists for a long time, and with M, with, yes, the drummer as well, Tim Lefebvre, I think now with him as well, isn't he, with M. But it started off with Eva Kraus, I think, on bass, who's now sort of taking a sabbatical. She's having a family. I hope she'll come back into jazz at some stage. But M, four or five albums out. And then since then, they've been going the Michael Volney trio, and Michael doing his own projects as well. Numerous albums out, and like I said, that's his latest solo, and it reflects on his love of space. He's heavily into sort of all things scientific and spacey, and this is inspired pretty much by the moon mission. Talking about how in 1969, I remember it well, Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin went down to the moon. Michael Collins, of course, stayed on board Columbia, the command module, and spent the next day just orbiting the moon. And one report on the time said that not since Adam has any human known such solitude. But Collins, when asked about how he felt during the solo orbit when he was completely isolated, said despite being alone, he felt his states of mind were characterised by the words awareness, anticipation, satisfaction, confidence, almost exaltation. And this seems to be taken, it's quoted in the album, I think taken as a theme for his latest album. Well worth checking out.
Of course, he didn't mention boredom and grumpiness because everyone else had gone on the moon and he wasn't allowed to play. And before that, When Angels Fall, a lovely album. This made up of material written by Christoph Komeda as soundtracks for Roman Polanski films, and the interpretations are both interesting and subtle yet compelling. The truly supportive bass player, I think, Wojciech Masalewski, whose band is leading, allows the players the space to breathe and stretch. It's still got swinging underneath. The trumpet of Oscar Turok in places puts me in mind of his illustrious forebear and friend of the show, the late Tomasz Stanko. Now, another rhythm section man, Chicago-based drummer Eric Binder, is rapidly climbing the one-to-watch list, and his recent release of original material dedicated to the great harmony-less bop trios that have gone before, he seems to have found a happy groove. He is Blues John. Thank you. Yes, very easy to get caught out by that
rattles along.
Drummer Eric Binder there and his trio with Blues Jawn, taken from the recently released Hard Bop on the Ropadope label, and thanks to them for sending that copy through. Binder's crisp and precise drumming and light cymbal work is both engaging and really joyous throughout, I think, and of course the fact that he's hanging around with Walter Smith III on sax and Petros Klampanis on bass helps too. And I must forgive Walter Smith, because we saw him live a couple of years ago and we were more than disappointed, and yet every single recorded version I have of him is fantastic. So we just put it down to a long and difficult journey, perhaps.
Yes, it was one of those, yes, very strange ones, wasn't it? He was just going through the motions and had to be told to go back on and play the full length of the set, as I recall. Yeah, it's a hard life sometimes on the road, I know. Django Bates probably knows that as well. He's been playing for a goodly number of years now. Gosh, this is what you make feel, though. When we first saw him, he was one of the young kids on the block, coming up through Graham Collier and through Loose Tubes and such like, and now he's regarded as an elder statesman. That's a bit worrying, isn't it? Resident in Copenhagen these days, where I think he's a professor of composition at the university, one of the colleges there, and still makes forays out quite often. He's been with his beloved band for quite some time now, Django doing piano and vocals, Peter Elton double bass, and Peter Brown on drums. They've had two or three albums out, celebrating, again, mostly the music of Charlie Parker. This is his latest, Tenacity, on Lost Marble. And thanks, so we dropped him a line, and he said, oh, I hope everything's all right in Manxland, which indeed it is. We said we haven't seen him for a while, and Ian Ballum has been over a couple of times, but not for a few years. And we're hoping to twist Django's arm into maybe having a little chat about his work and the latest album as well, if we can. We'll see if we can bring that to you in the next few weeks, fingers crossed. We haven't heard back yet. But this is, yeah, so this is the trio Beloved with the great Norbotten, a big band. We're going to hear them on a classic Charlie Parker track, Donna Lee.
Thank you.
There they go, off into the distance. A little bit of the Don Ellis Orchestra from the album Electric Bath, and that was a track called Indian Lady. Great album, that. We're just reminiscing on how we both bought the same album, not knowing, having heard it on the soundtrack in HMV when they used to have a really good jazz section. Just before that, by the way, yeah, Tenacity, the latest from Django Bates. Well worth checking out, Lost Marble Records.
Yeah, and once again, we seem to have run out of sparklers and hot punch, but perhaps a quick kick of the embers will leave us with a bright new flame. As the UK sadly goes back into lockdown, we remember how lucky we are here on the Isle of Man. And a near neighbour with his debut release would, I'm sure, be happy to accommodate any guitarists looking to sharpen their skills, as 27-year-old Liverpoolian guitarist Jack Gardner has a great online teaching platform. Along with his lead duties with China Crisis, Jack also has a great new fusion release, Escapades, which puts me a little bit in mind of early Jeff Beck albums. It's a joyous collaboration with fellow guitarist, keyboardist and producer Owain. Here's Sky Blue Pink. See you next week.
Cheerio-y.